I'm Kate Russell, the Programs and Partnerships Manager at the Christchurch City Council Parks Unit. And I'm going to tell you today about the story of Cunningham House. As you're facing the house, you can see that this beautiful building is built in the style of a classic English orangery. But that is only part of the story. The really interesting bit is how this whole building came about from the Cunningham family donation. So Charles Cleverly Cunningham, known as Cleverly, grew up in Cullybacky in Ireland with five siblings, mum and dad, and they were quite wealthy holders of a manufacturing plant of linen, like most other people in the linen trade in Ireland in the late 1800s. Their business was more or less killed by the rise of the cotton trade in Manchester. So Dad decided that they would start a new life in New Zealand. 2 weeks before the ship sailed for New Zealand, Mr. Cunningham fell off a horse and got quite a bad gash on his leg. And they decided that they would proceed with coming on the voyage despite that. Unfortunately, he developed gangrene on the voyage over, and he very sadly passed away in Melbourne. Now, of course, this left his wife, Mrs. Cunningham, a young mother, all their worldly possessions, coming to a country that she had never seen before, all by herself. So they landed in Lyttelton, bearing in mind that people in those days bought all of their furniture, dining room tables, pianos, the whole lot with them. Most of the people on board could afford to have them shipped round from Lyttelton to Sumner, where they picked them up off the beach. Unfortunately, because she'd lost her husband, Mrs. Cunningham, and her six children, had to lug their entire household of possessions up over the bridle path. So they settled in Christchurch, and at the age of 18, Cleverly became a law clerk with Wynne Williams, which for many people in Christchurch will be a well-known name in the legal fraternity today. After that, he decided he would go into property development, and he did so well that it allowed him to retire at the age of 39. And he actually spent the next 20 years travelling around the world to all sorts of far-flung places, and every time he came back to Christchurch, he wrote a travel log for the press. The other siblings settled all over New Zealand, and of all six siblings, only one of the brothers managed to produce an heir, and that was one John Cunningham. Cleverly Cunningham took John under his wing, and whilst their family farmed up in Fielding, they decided that they wanted the young John to come down and go to Christchurch Boys High. Then Cleverly, having no descendants, decided that he would become a sponsor for John properly and put him through Canterbury University doing his law degree. John actually ended up going on to found Cunningham, Taylor and Thompson here in Christchurch, which is still going today. And Cleverly, during that time, picked out a suitable girl for John to marry from a prominent Christchurch family. Unfortunately, John had other plans, and he met the beautiful Agnes at university, and he proceeded to marry her, which annoyed Cleverly so much that he decided to disinherit John. And it was at that point that Cleverly decided to leave his money instead to the Domain Board. The architects at the time decided that they would build Cunningham House as an exact replica of the Reed Winter Garden in the Springburn Gardens in Glasgow. And those gardens, unfortunately, have been let go to rack and ruin over the years, but there is now a trust been formed over in Glasgow, and they are currently renovating the Springburn Gardens, and we have reached out to them. And so both sides of the world are watching with interest as the houses on either side get renovated. We're gradually replacing all of the glass panels. As you can see, there's a lot of cracking. So whilst it's safe, it's not up to code. So we've got about $6.5 million worth of work to do to it. If you'd like to move inside through the front doors, Wolfgang Bopp, the director of the Christchurch Botanic Gardens, will be waiting to take you on a tour of the lower floor and then the upper floor, where we've got all our beautiful, colourful climbers.